How's it going, everybody? My name's Ryan. Welcome back to the Daily Nerdevo. So recently I was in my storage unit and I took a box out to go through it, just kind of see what's in it, figure out what I need to do with it. I haven't looked at that box in probably 2.5 years. Well, within that box was a smaller box. And within that smaller box was another, no, there was not another smaller box. Within the smaller box is a bunch of Legos. Yes, I'm in my mid-30s, and all of these Legos within this box have been purchased within the last decade, because I love Legos. Let's see, in the box we have a minifigure for Dr. Octopus from a Spider-Man Lego set. You have the Hulkbuster Iron Man armor. There's another Iron Man miniature. There's, I think this guy's a gladiator, probably. I bought a lot of random minifigures. This guy's a Roman person. Oh, there's a boxer. There's the Statue of Liberty. There's a Viking. There's a Viking or a dwarf. I don't know if this is supposed to be a Viking or a dwarf. Regardless, I love Legos. As I sit here playing with the Hulkbuster armor left arm, I've been playing with Legos since I was a little kid. One of the only memories I have from first grade, the first day of first grade, we went in. And during playtime, I went over to one of the shelves and shared a box of Legos with a kid I didn't know, which was cool, mainly at the time, because in kindergarten, they didn't give us real Legos. They gave us the bigger for smaller children Duplos, and these were real Legos, and that was awesome. But I remember I didn't know these kids. They hadn't been in my class the year before. I believe it was Jonathan and Gary. And we played with Legos, and we sort of became friends because we liked Legos. It didn't require much when I was 6 to make friends. A shared bond of tiny actuated bricks invented by people from Europe was good enough. I wish it was still that easy to form friendships and find others with similar interests. I mean, we have the internet, and there are lots of cool places like Discord or the Nerd of God Squad Facebook page. You should go join it. You know, things like that. Scott Higa's The Christian Nerd Slack group also recommended. But it's not always easy to find new people for our lives, to build community. It's very easy to feel divided in our world, separated. It's a lot harder to feel like you're a part of something. But I think God wants, hopes, wishes for us as Christians to do the best we can to be a part of a community and to make others feel like they can be a part of that community. The community, not just of believers, but just of people that are there to support each other. A group of people who are there to build each other up. I encourage you to try and find that community that understand, to try and find that place where you belong with those people who get you. It may not be easy, it may not work on the first try. You may have to get out of your comfort zone. If you take a step of faith, trust that God is going to have your back, and that with His guidance you can make those good decisions and find those right places for you, you can find that group of people to support you. Romans 12, 4-5, for just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. I encourage you to seek out that community if you don't have it, or seek to help others find it for themselves. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos, subscribe to the show, or come hang out over on the Facebook page, it's a great community, for the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Ryan for the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, I'm inevitably going to take all of these out of this box and probably try to put the Hulkbuster armor back together.